bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Our next guest is the ALP candidate for the seat of Goldstein, or Goldstein, depending on how you want to say it. Welcome, Matthew Coote. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. We've just chatted with Tim Wilson, and what we're doing is we're asking each of the candidates that we're speaking to some pretty set questions to start, and then we'll just see where that leads.
No problem.
As we know,
I'm on the street there down in Bentley campaigning right now, so hopefully you can hear me okay.
We can. And if anyone comes up to talk to you, tell them to go away. Tell them to go away. You're talking to someone important.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Matthew, the Prime Minister has had some difficulty with this. The opposition leader has had some difficulty with this. I think even Richard Di Natale has had some difficulty with this. In fact, most politicians have difficulty with this. The question is, who are you and what defines you?
Yeah, well, if you're talking about me, myself, I'm a local resident down here in Goldstein. I live in Hyatt, or previously lived in Hyatt. I've just moved to Brighton East. I work at RMIT University in the city at the European Union Centre. But I was also the first one in my family to actually attend university and complete university. So, you know, I believe in quality education, accessible education, and affordable education.
Okay. Now, what are the real issues in the seat? You know, what are people coming, you know, when you're talking to people, what are the two or three biggest issues that people in the seat, when you're out campaigning, what do they talk to you about? What are those issues?
It's hard to rank, but I'd say in the main, most people, and it might be a reflection of the fact that they recognise me as a Labor person, but most people tend to talk about education, like I said, health. There's concerns around Goldstein around prioritisation of Medicare, climate change, tackling climate change with renewable energy. That's another big issue down here as well.
Okay, I'm not doubting that. I find it really interesting. Tim Wilson said that it was superannuation, asylum seekers, marriage, jobs, and spending. Oh, yeah, that was five, but the first three were superannuation, asylum, and marriage. One there that I think we can safely say we know where you stand is marriage equality, but
yes,
and asylum seekers, although I have to say there's only a cigarette paper between you and the Libs there.
There's a bit of a difference. We are going to double the humanitarian intake to 27,000. We're going to work with UNHCR in person and with some funding to work on a regional solution, and there's a number of other policies as well. So there is a bit of a difference. There's a big difference actually when it comes to that issue.
All right, I'll allow that.
Labor's decision to move on the loan threshold levels for higher education for uni students, how does that fit with your cheaper education stance?
It's interesting. We need to acknowledge that we in the Labor Party are going to be in a position to form government. Obviously, we want to form government. We want to be able to be government this time or next time, but obviously we're campaigning to win this time. And so we have to be responsible across a whole host of issues. And whilst we identified education as an important one down here, we also have to acknowledge that if we're taking all the other issues that are concerns for people, and balancing the budget and the economics is a vital part of that as well. So we sort of got to weigh up all those competing interests.
But why has it taken till now to move on that?
Oh, it's acknowledgement of the fact that both parties are trying to balance the budget. coming out of the global financial crisis, it's other areas that we're going to crack down on. So, for example, we're going to crack down on the dodgy VET sector. And some of the unscrupulous practices there.
Well, you'll need about four ministers to do that, because it's become such a huge rort. I dread to think how much it's costing the budget.
Yeah, that's right, and that's why we're going to clamp down on it. Certainly are. We're going to limit loans in that sector. And there is a place for private providers, don't get me wrong. But they do need, regulation and oversight.
Now, Matthew, if I was walking up to you on the street in Bentley now and you were giving me a card and telling me who I should vote for, who would you be telling me to vote for second?
Oh, don't worry about who to vote for second. Vote for me.
No. Who are your preferences going to?
Vote for me, number one.
You'll work that out, or you have worked that out?
We've worked that out, but... No, it's just me, because with the one of the two major parties, and there's really only two major parties that can form government in Australia, you need 76 seats in the 150 person chamber. So it's us or the Libs, and number one, Labor.
And number two, Greens or someone else?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter, because you vote for one of the major parties, it doesn't really matter who we.
He doesn't want to tell us.
No.
Michael Kroger told us how he's going to vote in Higgins.
Did he really?
He did, yeah. He's putting Labor last.
Wow, that's not a surprise.
But the Greens are ahead of Labor on his, when he fills in his form. Anyway, look.
Well, Higgins is a different seat, a little bit different demographically than here, but I do know that our candidate, Carl Cutter, has been out campaigning, running a grassroots campaign. Carl's actually a friend of mine, so I know he's been working really, really hard.
Now, if you are elected as the Australian Labor Party candidate for Goldstein, what's going to be the number one thing that you want to work on in the first 6 to 12 months? What's the number one issue?
Well, the number one issue would probably be marriage equality in one sense, because Labor will legislate for marriage equality within the first 100 days of the next parliament.
Okay.
So, that's there. I mean, it's not necessarily a huge issue down here, talking to people, but there are some, I reckon I've spoken to over 1,000 people, because I've been the candidate since last year, out and about talking to the community at railway stations, at public forums, obviously on the streets, and from time to time that issue has come up. It's something that doesn't affect me directly, but it certainly goes to the core of my beliefs. I'm a strong believer in equality of opportunity, and I think that whether two people love each other, if two people love each other, they should have the opportunity to marry. They don't have to get married, but they should have the opportunity, and it shouldn't be denied to a particular section of the Australian population.
They should be allowed to marry the person of their preference.
Yeah, they should. They should be allowed. If two people love each other, they should have that opportunity to get married. They shouldn't be denied.
No argument there. Matthew, thank you so much for your time. I know you're out there campaigning, pressing the flesh. Good luck in the election.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.